1 minute past six. It is 70 degrees in St. Paul, Minneapolis. This is CCO News. An all-day mediation session between representatives of the Minnesota Nurses Association and 17 area hospitals has ended, apparently with no progress made toward averting a strike set for June 1st. As the session was breaking up, WCCO Radio's Rich Holder talked with federal mediator Ed Larson about the issues discussed today.
Nothing of significance, nothing new was discussed. It's still the same issues.
Any? Would you say any progress was made at all?
Well, if it doesn't show if there was any.
What about another session?
Oh, I'm sure we'll be meeting somewhere down the future. These all have to get settled sometime, somehow, somewhere.
Nothing scheduled, though?
Not at this time.
Federal mediator Ed Larson. Representatives of the Minnesota Nurses Association and the hospitals have not been available for comment. Federal authorities today closed the First National Bank of Prior Lake, and 1 hour later announced that the bank's liabilities would be taken over by the First National Bank of Shakopee. A spokesman for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in Washington said the bank was closed because its loan losses exceeded its capital funds. The Prior Lake Bank will reopen tomorrow morning for business as usual as a branch of the Shakopee Bank. Federal officials said it was the 33rd bank failure in the country thus far this year, and it became the second Minnesota bank to fail in 1984. The First National Bank of Prior Lake was granted a national charter in 1982. On May 18th of this year, the bank had $13 million in deposits, and its total assets were approximately $14 million. There isn't any word from Washington, D.C. on whether National Football League owners have decided to give Minnesota a Super Bowl game for the Metrodome. A delegation of Minnesotans led by Governor Rudy Perpich made a 15-minute presentation to the owners this morning, singing the praises of the Dome as a Super Bowl site. 21 of the 28 club owners must vote in favor of the Twin Cities in order for us to win the big game in either 1987, 88, 89, or 1990. The voting has been going on much of the afternoon, and a final decision could come at any time. A total of 14 cities are in the race, and the competition is tough, with the likes of Pasadena, Miami, San Diego, and New Orleans making a bid. It is now 3 minutes past six at CCO. It is 70 degrees.
Hi, I'm Warren Frost.
Hi, I'm Richard Allison.
There's a new play at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
It's Mass Appeal, a bright new comedy about an idealistic seminarian stymied by an old fogey of a priest.
As I was saying, Mass Appeal concerns a dedicated, slightly older priest who has learned how to calm the troubled waters of his parish.
The seminarian has a brash but disarming technique of making waves when waves are called for.
Things go smoothly until this cockeyed young deacon begins to make trouble.
I bet on the kid.
I support the venerable, affable, able clergyman.
You're invited to enjoy Mass Appeal, now playing at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
You'll laugh, of course.
And you'll probably come away with fresh, provocative insights into friendship,
courage,
and love.
For tickets, call Chanhassen or Dayton's today. Mass Appeal. I'll be there.
So will I. Warren Frost plays Father Tim, quite adequately, actually.
Richard Allison plays seminarian Mark Dolson. Rather well, really. In Mass Appeal, now playing at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Directed by Gary Gisselman.
Variable cloudy skies tonight with showers ending early this evening in St. Paul and Minneapolis, but a chance of more showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. The low tonight, 50. The high tomorrow will be 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lingering showers, a low near 42. Mostly sunny in the Twin Cities Saturday, the high near 65. Right now it's 70. It is 6 minutes past six. That is CCO Radio News. This is Cannon.
7 after 6, I'm Tim Moreland with a look at WCCO Radio Sports. The Twins are off tonight. They open a three-game set with the Brewers tomorrow night in the Dome at 7:35. John Butcher is to pitch against Jaime Kokenauer, that is, if Butcher's side is better. If not, Ken Schramm, just off the disabled list, will make his first start of 84. This afternoon, Dave Kingman's long sacrifice fly drove in the game winner as Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. It was Kingman's 37th RBI this season. In the National League, Leon Bull Durham smacked 2 3-run homers to lift the Eastern Division leading Cubs to a 10-7 win over Atlanta in the first of two at Wrigley Field. In the second game, Cubs lead 7-5 through 8. In a press release of this afternoon, local banker Carl Polad, who has been trying to buy the controlling interest in the Twins, said he met with Harvey McKay and Sam Kaplan of the Baseball Task Force last night to discuss the possibility that the funds earmarked to buy 1.4 million Twins tickets, approximately $6 million, might be better used to help purchase the Twins' capital stock. Pollad said McKay and Kaplan expressed the view that a ticket buyout was essential unless a satisfactory alternative could be developed. That alternative, although unspoken, surely is the sale of the team to local interests. When the meeting ended, all three men pledged to work together to keep Major League Baseball in Minnesota. Pollad will meet with Twins President Calvin Griffith in the next few days to present a specific and detailed proposal for the acquisition of Twins stock. McKay and Kaplan said at this time the ticket buyout will continue as planned. The University of Minnesota basketball team has a new captain. He is Tommy Davis, a 6'4 senior guard from Aberdeen, Maryland. Coach Jim Dutcher said Davis has been elected captain of the 84-85 Gopher basketball team. The Philadelphia Flyers of the National Hockey League have named Mike Keenan, who coached hockey at the University of Toronto, as their new head coach. The only other serious candidate for the job, assistant Ted Sater, will hold on to his assistant's position. Keenan, the new coach, is 34 years old. More sports in a moment.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you accept the American Express card?
Well, I never have before.
What? Why not?
Well, for what do you want it for?
For this lamp.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, most good stores accept American Express, and most good stores have people who are not standing around being snide to people from out of town.
Wait,
is this the sort of town this is? I regret even moving here.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry, but I don't work here. You wouldn't go over there to that desk.
You don't work here?
No, I don't.
I'm sorry.
That's
no, it's my fault.
Look,
really,
I know they take American Express, really, because I just used it for that table over there. See?
How could I have done that? I'm sorry. I thought you were a sales guy, a person. I thought you were a manager.
Yeah.
I did. I thought you were possibly even the president
of
the store.
Don't worry about it.
That's a nice table.
That's a very nice lamp, actually. That lamp would look very nice on my table.
Really?
Find out what's in store for you when you shop at Højgaards with the American Express card. Don't leave home without it. Tomorrow, the final batch of Vikings will begin the third and final weekend of mini camps. 3 days of conditioning and orientation for rookies, free agents, and veterans. This weekend, the quarterbacks, receivers, and defensive backs will be in. We asked Coach Les Steckel if he learned anything through the first two sessions which might apply to this coming camp.
Well, I learned that preparation as a coaching staff has helped us. And, you know, we've accomplished our goals the last two weekends, and we hope to accomplish our objectives this weekend.
14 cities made Super Bowl presentations to the NFL's 28 owners today. The Twin Cities was one making a pitch. We've not heard anything yet about the awarding of Super Bowls 87 and 88. They may even award 89 and 90. The Bucks are dead and the Suns are alive after last night's NBA playoff games. Boston eliminated Milwaukee in five games, and that prompted Celtics forward Cedric Maxwell to declare that this Boston team is better than the team which won the 81 championship.
I think we're a little bit more mature.
That's basically because of what we did, just growing together as a team. I think over the year, we've done a lot of things, and we've grown together emotionally and physically. And by the key players, we have four players who've been here like 3 or 4 or 5 years now and play together, so it makes it for a great camaraderie, and we know each other on the court.
The Suns whipped the Lakers in L.A. to force a sixth game in Phoenix. The Lakers are up 3-2. Bob Murphy shot a 567 today. He's the early first-round leader in the PGA Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio. And top seed Chris Everett Lloyd and defending champ Andrea Temesvarov of Hungary will meet in the quarterfinals of the Italian Open Tennis Tournament. Lloyd is looking for her sixth Italian Open title. It's 12 minutes after 6 on WCCO Radio. That's the sports. I'm Tim Moreland.
When business calls in Canada, call on the only airline that can fly you to the 6 major business centers, Air Canada. Just make a quick hop to Chicago. From there, Air Canada gives you convenient nonstop service to Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, and Winnipeg, and fast one-stops to Edmonton and Vancouver. We also feature synchronized connections to 25 other Canadian cities and to 8 great European cities on our top-rated transatlantic service called Intercontinental. No other airline even comes close. But then, you shouldn't expect anything less from the National Airline of Canada. For reservations, call your travel agent, corporate travel desk, or Air Canada, and fly with us to the 6 major business centers in Canada, all from nearby Chicago.
Canada is our home. We can show you a Canada you've never known. Yes, we can.
Our sports hero, Kevin McHale, former Gopher, now a big star with the Boston Celtics. Last night, they beat Milwaukee a 115-108 to clinch the semifinal playoffs. They now wait for the winner of Los Angeles and Phoenix. Even though you won that series 4-1, Milwaukee gave you kind of a rough time, didn't they, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, the series was 4-1, but it was a lot tougher than that. They did not play well the first two games, but the last three games they played very well and really gave us a run for our money.
So was it last year they swept you four games?
Yes, sir. We had a lot of, you know, that was one of the things. Last year we were playing so poorly, and they just ran right through us. And this year, you know, we really wanted to play a lot better. And this year we're more upbeat. I think we're playing better. We're concentrating more on certain things, and this is playing much better basketball.
Aren't they a pretty good defensive team?
Very good. They try to set tempo on you by slowing it down, making you play a half court game, and you know, they're an excellent, excellent defensive team.
Do you have a chance to talk to Brewer at all?
Yeah, I talk to Randy every day that we play him. He's, you know, hanging in there. It's been a long year for him. He's more or less just learning. They're not really playing him very much, but you know, they have some older players who are getting ready to retire, so Randy will step right in there and play a lot.
Marf and Kevin McHale, right after this word.
This is Howard Viken for First Federal, and I have some big news for you, some good news. Right now, First Federal is offering the highest interest rate since 1982. That's right, the highest interest rates on insured savings certificates of 2.5 years or more since 1982. At First Federal, on a 2.5 year certificate, you get a 12.55% effective annual rate when you invest at the high rate of 12%. The difference in what you get is due to quarterly compounding. But hurry, this is a limited offer. Remember, First Federal guarantees these special high rates for the full term of your certificate, and your funds are insured up to $100,000. But hurry and call First Federal today. Don't miss out on this special high-rate offer at First Federal. Member FSLIC, interest penalty for early withdrawal. And remember, please, that is First Federal.
Our sports hero, Kevin McHale, led the Celtics to victory over Milwaukee last night. How do you feel about this Boston team? Could this be the best one you played with?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is probably the best team I've been on since I've been here. You know, my first year we won it, but I don't think we're as good as we are right now. It's going to be tough, though. You know, we're going to end up probably playing L.A. For the championship, and that's tough because they got a very, very good team. But, you know, I think that anybody can beat L.A. This team can.
Were you surprised to see Phoenix win that game last night?
Very surprised. I think that that puts a lot of pressure on L.A. because they've got to go back to Phoenix, play there in front of, you know, 15,000 screaming fans. And if they win Friday night, they've got to get on a plane Saturday, fly all day Saturday, come up and play us on Sunday. And if they don't win, they go back to a one-game series, which anybody can win.
How have you done against them this year, the Lakers?
We lost two in the regular season. We only played them twice in the regular season. Two real close games. I think like we lost by three and lost by four, I think, two games. But the game at home, we really let it slip away. We were up by 8 or 9 and just did not play well for about a three-minute stretch. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence against that team. We've always played them very well. We've played very well in Los Angeles as a team since I've been here. And, like I say, if anybody can beat them, we can.
Kevin McHale of the Boston Celtics. They beat Milwaukee last night. Today's sports hero, this is Sid Hartman.
You've been such a good boy, Sidney. We're going to take you bye-bye now on the aeroplane.
America, you've got drive. The kind of drive it takes to get to the Olympics. Determination to push your limits. Perseverance long after everyone else has given up. And every time you fall, the will to pick yourself up again. America, that's the Olympic drive. The Super America countdown to the Olympics is on. Register today to win a Buick Century Olympia, official car of the 1984 Olympics. 12 Buicks to win, 12 weekly drawings. So enter each week. Super America. Drive into the winner's circle. Register each week at your neighborhood Super America.
This is Cannon on CCO with Disco Don Haber and the Little Ones. 19 past 6. Still hanging in there at 70, Mundane?
Yeah, let me see. No, it's gone down to 67 now, Cannon.
67, okay. The operators of Minnesota's first horse racing track got the financial kick needed today. The shareholders of Minnesota Racetrack in Corp. today deposited $21 million in an escrow account at a Minneapolis bank. Those funds will back the construction and operating costs of the racetrack to be built in Shakopee. And the buy one, get one free Minnesota Twins ticket deal is back on after some confusion over whether or not the Twins would back the offer. Committee spokesperson Mike McKim said today the program will go into operation on Memorial Day. McKim says the offer, is available to all school-age children, 17 years and under, when accompanied by an adult. The offer is good for all $4 and $7 seats as available for the upcoming Twins-Texas Rangers series, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. However, the tickets must be bought at least a day in advance of each game. The tickets will not be sold at the Dome, but at the Task Force Committee's headquarters at 605 10th Avenue South at 6th Street, south of the Metrodome. Tickets will be available from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. each day from Monday, May 28th to June the 5th.
Today in business, this is Doug Poling, CBS News. The nation's banking system is having its problems. The story after this.
An important message from Frito-Lay. The area is being invaded by unidentified corn chips, many cleverly resembling Frito's brand.
They look just like Frito's brand, but they're different.
Alien chips have even entered people's homes.
Mom brought home those other chips, but I wouldn't eat them.
There's only one authentic Frito's corn chips. Others don't taste or munch like them.
What can we do?
Stay calm and keep eating your Fritos. Only when these invaders are stopped can new generations enjoy real, original Frito's brand corn chips.
Oh, Jack, have I got a copier?
I already have two. Canon PC 10 and 20.
Mine's easy to maintain.
Easiest changing a cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Mine copy in three colors.
Mine has six color cartridges. They even fit yours.
No kidding.
Mine reduces, enlarges, makes copies up to legal size, too.
Say, what's your copier called?
Canon PC 25.
Hey, that's not one of yours. That's one of mine.
Canon. Personal cartridge copying.
See the yellow pages for the Canon PC copier dealer or retail store nearest you.
The nation's banking system has been hit with an erosion of confidence. A spokesman for the U.S. Controller of the Currency said it's true certain institutions have lost a lot of confidence. There's the Continental Illinois situation, and rumors were circulating today that New York's manufacturers Hanover Trust, the nation's fourth largest bank, was having funding problems. The state superintendent of banking termed those rumors baloney. But on Wall Street, the selling of bank stocks accelerated. Manufacturers Hanover was down more than 3 points. Chase Manhattan was down a point. Irving Trust lost 2 3/8. And Continental Illinois fell another 3/8 to $8 a share. Sales of existing single-family homes rose by 1.7% during April from March levels. Comment on the price of homes from Ken Caron of the National Association of Realtors.
Home prices have not been behaving very badly at all. Right now, the median price of an existing home is just a shade over $72,000, and that's only up about 5% from a year ago. So people who go out in the housing markets are not shocked at all by, I think, the home prices. I think what gives them a shock is the interest rate that they have to pay to buy that home.
Jack Carlson of the Realtors said even adjustable rate mortgages are now proving to be unaffordable for many potential home buyers. Both companies said today that Esmark has agreed to be acquired by Beatrice Foods for $2.7 billion. The deal was okayed after Beatrice raised its cash tender offer for all of Esmark's common stock from $56 to $60 a share. Now this.
Feeling good is important to me. I jog every day, watch my weight, and I use Murine.
Murine adds nothing but relief.
Murine is the only leading eye drop that doesn't add vasoconstrictors that limit how often you can use them. Murine adds nothing but relief.
Without those added ingredients, I can feel good about soothing my eyes with Murine anytime.
Murine adds nothing but relief.
Use as directed.
Nervousness over the international oil and banking situations and the interest rate jitters continued to plague Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials were down 10.37, closing at 1103.43. The average price per share on the New York Exchange lost 40 cents, and the volume was 99,040,000 shares. Alfred Goldman Sr., vice president of A.G. Edwards & Sons, had some thoughts on what it would take to reverse the decline.
The only fundamental factor, in my opinion, that could restart, if you will, our old bull market would be if interest rates were to drop dramatically. And the trend is toward higher interest rates, not lower.
On the American Stock Exchange, the average price per share was down 23 cents, volumes just over 6 million. In New York, gold was up $1.90, finishing at $378.50. The money supply figures, the M1 up $1.1 billion. That's Today in Business, Doug Poling, CBS News.
This is Cannon, along with Dr. Michael Lynch, the noted psychologist, brain surgeon, part-time meteorologist.
What is in your brain tonight, anyway?
Not a lot, Michael.
Not a lot?
No.
Cobwebs, maybe?
Today, why should this night be any different than any other night, I ask you?
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, I know you're such a wonderful person, but I must say this, Michael, that there has been some talk here in the basement studio. Morgan, Ma, Backlash, myself, Disco Don Haber, and Alan, the nighttime janitor, I might add, about your taking vacation constantly. You're going on vacation again tomorrow. All you're doing is staying at home, I realize, but nevertheless, you will not be here on the job once again.
I will be elsewhere.
Uh-huh. What I'd like to point out to you is that we are in favor of a certain continuity on this program, where the regular members, including yourself, Disco Don Haber, Morgan Ma, Backlash, and myself, show up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to me that you've taken 6 or 7 weeks of vacation already in 84, and now you're going to be gone the rest of this week and part of next week.
Well, I'm just imitating Sid Hartman. That's all I'm doing.
Is Sid Hartman your hero?
Well, yeah, he is. Yeah, well, Sid, yeah. See, I'm his sports hero. No, he's my sports hero.
Michael, when you come back, which will be when? Next week, Thursday?
Next week, Thursday.
Uh-huh. If Bill Anderson is sitting in this chair where you're sitting now, don't be surprised. I say that without any threat, because I love you. You know that. But the show must go on. And now, would you mind doing the weather, please?
How do I follow an act like that? For the Twin Cities tonight, Steve-O, as long as I'm still here.
You a little nervous, Lynch? I heard that whole spiel out in the hall. Cannon really set you up.
Don't get on him, Morg.
Morgan.
Listen, I think it's wonderful. Bill Anderson's a close personal friend of mine. He used to be in here.
He is, huh?
Yeah, he is. And he's a heck of a weather guy. And that guy never takes no vacation.
That's true. But let's do the weather.
Just consider the source. For the Twin Cities tonight, we'll have variable clouds. Showers will be ending early this evening. Could be some more rain developing a little bit later on tonight, and hopefully it'll fall right on Morgan Mundane's head. Our low tonight, right around 50. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Still a good chance of some showers and thunderstorms occasionally. High tomorrow, about 65. Then partly cloudy tomorrow night. Few lingering showers, low of 42. Then sunny on Saturday, a little bit cooler, high of 65. Right now, Duluth has cloudy skies and 69 degrees, Fargo partly sunny and 71, and in Wildcat, Colorado,
It's
partly cloudy and 64.
Ooh.
In the Twin Cities right now, west winds 50 miles an hour, barometer 29.69 inches rising, partly sunny and 67.
For extra security and savings, get a quick set entry lock plus a matching deadlock for just $14.44 a set at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers.